Unit 6. Exercise 9.
Okay, everyone. We need to decide which managed service offering we need to support our technology and what our service level agreement should be. That's SLA, right, Betty?
Right, SLA. Anorak, could you explain the options for us?
Okay, since we looked at the adverts, I have spoken to time management to understand some details about each of the propositions. The bronze service offers us a maintenance response time of the next working day, and the help desk is available 9 to 5, Monday to Friday.
Anorak, that's not good enough for us. It's vital that we have cover 7 days a week.
Yes, I agree. And the same goes for the help desk because we're very busy Saturdays and Sundays with people hiring cars at the weekend. We need at least the silver service with the help desk available 7 days a week. But I think we actually need the 4-hour response, 24/7 help desk availability, like the gold service.
Looking at this, it's the same for fault monitoring. It's important that we have it 24/7, like the gold service. But we don't need a dedicated team to do that. So, really, we want to have the cheaper shared team for proactive fault monitoring, as long as it's 24/7.
Okay, good idea. In terms of performance monitoring, we could go for network-only monitoring with the silver service, or network and applications monitoring with the gold service. Any views?
Let's just have performance monitoring for the network, because that really is important. Our applications are pretty simple. I don't think we need it for them.
Okay, let's look at the commercial aspects. Reporting. What's important to us?
Well, I don't think we can wait for a month to receive reports. If we have user or customer service problems because of our technology, then we need to be able to see what's going on there and then.
I agree. I think it's very important that we can have real-time reporting like the gold service offers.
Okay. What about a service manager? Can we share one, or is it essential to have the gold service, which includes a dedicated service manager?
I think we can go for a shared service manager in the silver service. This will keep our costs down. We don't have that many sites to manage. As long as there's someone who's familiar with our infrastructure, then I think a shared one would be fine.
Okay, fine with me. As far as the asset buyback is concerned, I'd really like the check on day one. What a great offer.
But, boss, that means we'd lose control of our IT. I know you'd like the money up front at the start of the contract, but in my opinion, it's not as important as retaining control over our technology and keeping it up to date.
But they are also offering a technology refresh to upgrade the technology on an annual basis. What about that?
Do we really need that? Surely we're in the best position to know what needs replacing.
And we'd lose control.
Well, I'll think about it. But it looks as if we want some of the silver service and some of the gold service. As far as the cost goes, the silver is $16,500 a month. We can manage that, no problem. But the gold is more than double. Anyway, I'll see what I can do. It looks like I've got a negotiation on my hands.